Magok Machot, a student at Dr. John Garang University, says since the end of the 2019 academic year, students were hopeful that they would resume school in 2020. But due to the COVID-19 related lockdown, the students failed to resume classes. He says when the lockdown was lifted in April, he was surprised to see that the Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology did not reopen.
What is so hard about reopening of the university? While coronavirus lockdown was lifted by the government, or which other high institutions of learning, government institutions, markets, churches, international travelling and cultural events like wrestling are now functioning. Flooding was also a challenge affecting university, but during the arrival of construction materials and commencing ceremony for groundbreaking for ongoing construction in the university, so Vice Chancellor promised students to be patient as the reopening will be sooner. But now long-awaited moment has come to an end without healthy or official information regarding resumptions for studies.
Machot says he heard that the university had a meeting, but there was no clear resolution as to when the university would reopen. He says after raising several complaints to university administrators, students were later informed that the university cannot reopen because the university's food supplier was not paid. Machot is calling on top government leaders to support the university administration to clear the money so that students can resume classes. Machot says several students decided to stay close to the university in hopes that it would soon resume classes, but their wait has been in vain. Athie Dengpool, another student at the university, says while the students want to complete their education and join job market, the delay in opening the university is consuming their time and means and fears they will no longer be able to stay in school.
Now, like myself, I am a finalist. I should have finished in 2020 and now we are in 2021 and still the university is not opening. And now there are a lot of opportunities that are coming my way, but I don't have documents so that I can apply. But if the university opens, we can graduate and look for jobs so that you help yourself and your family members. And this is a big problem squeezing us.
Professor Abraham Matoch Dal, Vice Chancellor of Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology, says when the lockdown was lifted, the university started with supplementary and substitute examinations, which they finished, but the university could not continue because of a lack of food.
Our students are in fact, and the contractor has not been paid his money, and the contractor has not availed food. And therefore, we cannot open the university for the students to come and stay hungry. That will be inhuman. And we have been in a series of meetings with the Minister of Finance, Minister of Higher Education, and now I am on standby as the Vice Chancellor to see the President on what policy they will decide after that.
Samuel Machar, the food contractor at Dr. John Garang University, says he was contracted in 2019, but a big portion of his money has not been paid for feeding over 2,000 students at the university.
In total of 2 years, the 2019 up to today, we need, I suppose, to be paid $2 billion as ST. Because what you do, or the calculation that you usually done, you multiply the number of students per year or the month of the academic year.
Machar says he knows the Minister of Higher Education has been trying to take up the issue with the former Minister of Finance, but he doesn't understand why his payment is delayed. Still, he says he signed a contract with the government to supply food. He says at times when he attempts to contact the Minister of Finance to follow up his money, he is not allowed to access to the minister's office. Machar says he will not risk losing any more money on supplying the university with food this academic year unless he is paid. When South Sudan in Focus contacted Gabriel Chang, Minister for Higher Education, he said he did wish to make any media comments because he is working on resolving the issue. Finance Minister Athiang Ding Athiang did not answer repeated calls to comment on the story. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.